This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Revelation chapter 17, difficult chapter to understand, but I'll tell you what, God's good. So far, we understand almost everything that we've seen, but we're in good company sometimes if we don't understand, because I'll tell you what, the Apostle John didn't understand as well. So don't feel bad if you don't understand this stuff. We're looking at Mystery Babylon. We're looking at some woman here. I'll show you the judgment of the great harlot sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and those dwelling on the earth became drunk from the wine of her fornication. And then John says, I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having 7 heads and 10 horns. That's where we left off. That's where we're going to pick it up here in a moment. In the meantime, for more information on this ministry, I invite you to check out one of our websites, which is wgodontheair.net. And there's much information on there. There's links to some of our other websites. My Bible translation is available to purchase or to view by going to majoritytext.com. Revelation chapter 17, I've been saying, is very difficult to understand, but we're in good company. This was difficult for John to understand, because, matter of fact, so much so that he had to get an angel stop and explain to him, where it says here that one of the 7 angels that had the 7 bowls came and spoke with me. It's Revelation 17:1, saying, come, I'll show you the judgment of the great harlot. Now, that's one thing the angel shows him. And now the second thing is when John sees this woman, now this woman, I made the analogy. First, let's go back and read the verse, starting in verse 5. On her forehead, a name was written, and it said, and on her forehead, a name was written, a mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Now, for some reason, this surprised him. I made the comment in yesterday's program, if you saw a bunch of Muslims out there killing Christians, you would not be amazed. Why? Because that's what Muslims do. Come on, let's be honest. Muslims kill Christians. That's what they do. That's their mission. That's what they do. Don't let anyone snow you or deceive you or tell you anything. All I say to you is look around. Open your eyes and look around and don't listen to what people say to you. Look around with your own eyes. Muslims kill Christians. That would not surprise you. If I saw, I see it every day. Muslims kill Christians. That does not surprise me. This surprised him. I wonder why. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Notice those two words, saints and Jesus, saints and Jesus. These are Christians. First off, they're still on the world, still in the earth in this time. They're not gone yet. They haven't been raptured yet. Maybe you said, well, these are just tribulation saints. You see, all saints are gone. These are He's our tribulation saint. Well, I don't see that in my Bible anywhere. As far as I know, Christians are still around here on the earth. Hasn't said anything other than that. When I read Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened like it was just the other day. The moon will not give its light like it's going to be here coming up in early April. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. And then the Son of Man will send out his angels and gather together, sunago, gather together his elect from the four winds. Now, he's marveling. This is something he didn't expect to see. What is it? I don't know. My speculation is that this woman is somehow is going to represent Christians. This is like seeing not Muslims kill Christians. I mean, we see that all the time. This is supposed Christians killing Christians. This would be like, now I'm a Baptist. I pastor a Baptist church. Let's pick on myself. Let's say this is like Baptists lining up all other Christians and killing them. Now, if I saw that, if I saw Albert Mueller or if I saw Billy Graham out here killing Adrian Rogers and all these other Christians, imagine that. I marvel just trying to even say it. I can't even say it. I think this is going to be something like that. Something that just don't add up. Has to be something like that. Something weird like that. That to see the Christians being killed here, I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. Verse 7, But the angel said to me, why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. All right, the angel's now going to tell us. He's going to explain to us this mystery. Great. See, I love explanations. Things are bound to get easy now, right? The angel's going to explain what everything means. Now it's going to get easy. Okay, let's get to the easy portion of this text. Revelation 17:8. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. Ha! How's that for getting easy for you? The beast that you saw was, hey, wait a minute, where's the object of this sentence? You see, there's another English teacher's nightmare right here. The beast that you saw was. Well, you know, thank God this angel is now making things easy to understand. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit. All right. Now here comes Paul W. Esposito's help and you understanding the text. Think of this as past, present, and future, okay? Like when the Lord Jesus says, or even his name is past, present, and future. He who is and who was and who is to come. That's past, present, and future. Like when Jesus said, Prene Abraham genestai ego eimi, before Abraham was. I am is everything. It's past, present, and future. Now, we got to understand this. The beast that you saw was, you see, past, present, and future. You got to understand this. This is the beast is the Antichrist. Once again, Revelation chapter 13, the beast we know is the Antichrist. We know he's full of the devil. He's possessed by Satan, just like Jude was, Luke 22:3, John 14:27, he's possessed by the devil. He's his own person, but he's possessed by the devil. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit. Notice that, please. Notice where the Antichrist comes from. He doesn't come from Rome. He doesn't come from Jerusalem. He doesn't come from Australia. He doesn't come from Long Island. He doesn't come from Schenectady. He doesn't come from San Diego. He doesn't come from Iceland. He comes from the bottomless pit. Why, oh, why do we insist the Antichrist is white, middle age, 5'8", 180 pounds, comes out of Long Island, or he's 43 years old, and he's got a wife and two kids. Man, oh man, you got to stop thinking that way. This man comes out of the bottomless pit. There's more to this guy than meets the eye. And now we can place the time on this, because when you look at the two witnesses, I encourage you, let's go back to Revelation chapter 11, and we can tell and pinpoint the exact day on the calendar that this happens. Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11, talking about the two witnesses. Remember, they prophesy 1,260 days. Revelation 11, 7. Now, when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations will see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and will not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. You see, I can tell you to the day when the... No, let me rephrase that. The Bible gives us the day that this happens. 1,260 days. Mark it on your calendar, like the Battle of the Bulge or something else on your old calendar, is the day that this happens. 1,260 days is 3.5 years after these guys start preaching. But my point is, the Antichrist is not your regular run-of-the-mill person. He comes out of the bottomless pit. He kills the two witnesses, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. So I put it to you, this guy has already lived. He's already lived. I think the two witnesses have already lived. Well, I know for a fact they've already lived. Why? Because Zechariah the prophet, 400 years before Christ, recognized them and said, these are. He recognized them 400 years B.C., John tells us those two witnesses are the same guys that Zechariah the prophet saw. These guys have already lived. Why not Antichrist? I put it to you, he's already lived. And I'll tell you, his home is the bottomless pit. That's where he comes out of. The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. The Antichrist has already lived. Wow, that's a mouthful, right? We'll have to pick it up right there. Lord, I pray right now. Lord, you drive all of these listeners to their Bibles to see if, in fact, what I said is true, Lord. Lord, I pray everyone would be hungry and thirsty for you and for the truth of your word. Lord, bless our own individual studies. In Jesus' name, amen. We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of